Now, when we have things changing over time, what's happening with motion perception is it doesn't take a continuous stream of images. It takes, at certain intervals, so to speak, it takes a snapshot. And again, filmmaking is a very good example of that. When you go into a movie theater, what's in a film can, so to speak, are a certain amount of frames per second that are being displayed. It's either 24 frames per second or 30 frames per second. It's not 60, it's not 100, it's not 1,000. It's efficient to show 24 frames per second or 30 frames per second for you to have the illusion of smooth motion. So when you have these discrete frames, the question is, how does the visual system determine how things have moved from frame, from one frame to the next? So, for example, one example is at the very top where we have A. If the top line is the first frame and the bottom line is the second frame, the question is, how have the the little rectangles moved? And it will use proximity constraints in order to match things from one frame to the other. It will use similarity constraints, like for if figure B, when it matches gray squares with one another, even though the red, the dark one will be closer. So it's multiple grouping principles come into play when the visual system has to decide how to map one thing from one frame to the next.